This goes to Dr. Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Molinan, M like Mary, O-L-E, N like November, I, N like November. Fax 616-642-6940. Regarding Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Baskowitz, it's B like boy, A-C-Z-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. Date of birth is 9/23/1961. Dear Dr. Molenton, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Baskowitz with diabetic nephropathy and preserved renal function, hypertension, and mild hyponatremia. Her last visit was April 1st of 2024. She was supposed to have a follow-up visit October 28th of that year, but actually went to the hospital as she was having a stroke at that time. She ended up staying in the hospital and rehab for up to 3 weeks. And she had some right-sided weakness that does remain, but no swallowing difficulties, no cognitive difficulties, no visual changes. And she has lost 40 pounds since her last visit, and she attributes that to Mounjaro for diabetes, and she currently is on 7.5 milligram weekly. And that has been titrated down. It was up as high as 12 milligram weekly. But now that she's at a normal weight, it's at a lower dose. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide is 20/25. She takes one twice a day. Gabapentin is 300 milligram three times a day. The Mounjaro 7.5 milligram weekly. Plavix 75 milligram daily. Low dose aspirin of 81 milligram daily. Maximum dose Lipitor is 80 milligram daily, and the Norco is 7.5/3/25, four times a day as needed for pain. Physical exam, weight is 114 pounds, pulse is 86, and blood pressure is 100 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 15th, 2026, and creatinine is at 0.89, estimated GFR is 68. Sodium is 128, and that's generally on the low side. Potassium is 4.1, carbon dioxide 27, calcium is 9.6, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 2.9, hemoglobin is 12.2, with a normal white count and normal platelets. One, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension with mild to moderate hyponatremia. She's on a very high dose of the hydrochlorothiazide with the lisinopril. It may be worthwhile to change the dose to 20/12.5 of lisinopril and have her take that twice a day to lower the amount of hydrochlorothiazide in the combination pill, and then to check the sodium levels within the next 2 to 3 months. That if blood pressure remains as well controlled as it is now, we may be able to take the hydrochlorothiazide right out of the lisinopril completely. But we should taper it slowly at this point. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.